our teammate. So at the end of the day, he's still our teammate. You know, he hasn't been released or, you know, he hasn't been dismissed from our team. You know, whatever he has to handle, he has to handle as a man. But like I said, as far as this team, you know, we have big things we want to accomplish this year. And, you know, we don't want that to be a burden on our season. That's what I could say about our locker room. And, you know, as other players, as being one of the leaders and, you know, speaking up in meetings and things like that, people, you know, we just really want to see us stay together and not let this break our team apart.
To change how you look at him and how you interact with him?
You know, it's neither here nor there. He's still my teammate, so it doesn't really matter about that.
Sean Chip said that he had a meeting with the players this morning. What was said during that? What was kind of the message from the players?
I mean, you know, that's for us as a team to, you know, go in there and talk about us while it's, you know, indoors in between the team only. So I'm not the type of person that's going to speak out. You know, what happens indoors, and that's where we're supposed to stay as a team. So and things like that, you know, I feel as a team we'll be able to, you know, whatever was said, and we're going to go out here and keep working. That's what our jobs are, and that's what we're here to do.
Did it help?
I mean, you know, if it did, you know, if it didn't, it didn't. But we got jobs, and we got to come here and work. That's the only thing that matters. People who handle the job as professionals and come to work and, you know, give it their best ability every day, then, you know, at the end of the year, we'll be happy.
You guys think it's best right now that he's not here, though, because it creates such a...
It's not my decision, honestly. You know, regardless of if it's better or if it's not, it's not my decision. You know, I'm not going to handle it like it's my decision. You know, they took actions how they felt, you know, was comfortable to do as a team, and, you know, as a front office, as, you know, Chip Kelly as a coach. So my decision really doesn't matter, you know, as far as if I think it helps or not, it doesn't matter.
Was it less tense, though, today without him here?
It's never been, you know, an issue, man. He's never been a problem with me. You know, what he said was what he said. But, you know, as a player and as a teammate, he's never, you know, disrespected me. He's never said anything to me. But, you know, as far as did it help without him being here, I mean, he's our teammate. And, you know, as a wide receiver, we need any wide receiver out there to help us, you know, going through reps and things like that. So, if anything, I mean, it hurt us to have a less receiver to go through reps and, you know, go without an extra receiver to help us, you know, take, you know, rep after rep after rep. But besides that, then, you know, it wasn't different.
Do you feel good about the way that the coach and do you feel good about the way the Chip and the organization handled it?
I mean, honestly, bro, you know, they did what they were supposed to do. They had to take actions, and that's what they decided to do. You know, I don't think it's really going to change if I did feel good, if I didn't feel good about it. So it's not my business.
But Sean, from a football perspective, you're down two of your top receivers now. Is there enough depth at that position, in your opinion, to have the offense you need to have?
I mean, you know, it's the NFL, man. If, you know, we get paid, you know, to go out there and get a job done. And, you know, regardless if we're down two or we're down three or four, whatever the case may be, you know, whoever steps in, you have to, you know, expect the utmost ability to go out there and get a job done. So, you know, my eyes and how I look at it as, you know, it just presents another opportunity for the young guy or, you know, whoever else is stepping up into a position to be able to, you know, catch balls from, you know, great quarterbacks and, you know, a great offense to have with Chip coming in and, you know, doing some great things, installing some great things. So, as far as anything else, I mean, presents a better opportunity for the next man working.
What have you seen from the guys around you? I mean, some of those young guys.
I mean, I see a lot of, you know, eager to go out there and be good, man. You know, Shepard's done some great things. Salas is doing some great things. You know, Mo. I mean, it's honestly, Demarius. Everybody's doing a great job of just competing. And anytime at a position where you have, you know, guys that's out here trying to do the best you can to earn a spot or keep a spot, and you have competition, you know, just continue to, you know, upgrade everybody's ability to go out there and make plays. You know, as myself being going on my sixth year, you know, it just makes it more competitive for the guys, and I think everybody's handling it in the right way. So anytime you're able to get an opportunity to go out there and make plays, that's what we're here to do, is make plays to, you know, continue to still be here.